Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Wi-Fi Complements Cellular Broadband for Data on the Move, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss trends in Wi-Fi usage is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Welcome, Paul.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Paul, Deloitte predicts that in 2011, the volume of data uploaded or downloaded from portable devices via Wi-Fi when outside the home or office will significantly increase. What sort of growth are you talking about?
The growth that we're looking at in terms of the increment that Wi-Fi is likely to see is about 25 to 50%. And we're seeing that the bulk of this growth is going to come from video, which Wi-Fi is generally quite able to cope with. So it's things like streaming video of programs or clips of programs from sites like YouTube. And we just see Wi-Fi often becoming the default connectivity for a lot of video viewing.
So, Paul, what's driving the increased use of Wi-Fi?
Well, there's several different factors which are pushing the growth in usage of Wi-Fi. One of them is just the simple proliferation of Wi-Fi hotspots. So it's becoming easier in terms of network access to use Wi-Fi. A second reason is because Wi-Fi itself is becoming more ubiquitous within devices. So for 2011, there'll be over a billion devices shipped which have a Wi-Fi chip within them. So again, you know, the ease of use of Wi-Fi in terms of the ubiquity of it has grown as well. And also in terms of the simplicity of Wi-Fi, it's becoming easier to log in to networks. So that's being done via software, also by better design. And also the growing partnerships between hotspot providers and mobile providers, again, making it easier to move over quickly and easily from a Wi-Fi network to a cellular network.
Well, how do Wi-Fi and cellular work together to provide better service for people?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely seeing Wi-Fi and cellular as being quite complementary. So Wi-Fi has its role and it has its limitations. And the same thing has to be said about cellular broadband. So what Wi-Fi offers is high speed, so up to 100 megabits per second. And what cellular broadband offers is better coverage in terms of geographic range. So you know, we'd expect there to be a slight split in the way in which these networks are used, hopefully in a manner which is largely invisible, seamless to the end user. So we can see those people or the users of cellular broadband being, you know, when you're actually moving rather than just being on the move, i.e., sort of, for example, like waiting at a restaurant or waiting at a train station, waiting at an airport. Also, we expect like business users to remain strong users of cellular broadband. And in some cases, you might want to use cellular broadband just because Wi-Fi itself is too congested and it's quicker to use cellular broadband than Wi-Fi. So you know, we do see a complementary existence of Wi-Fi and cellular. And we expect whichever operators have both Wi-Fi and also cellular to be in a particularly strong position, as they can offer the best of both worlds to their customers.
Will we also see an increase in the number of public hotspots available?
Yeah, we're expecting to see a continuation of the growth in the number of public hotspots. So by the end of 2011, we'd expect there to be probably something like 500,000 hotspots which are available, some of which are going to become quite large. So as well as hotspots, there are also hot zones which are emerging, which go beyond the single, say, shop size network to becoming a campus type coverage. So that's one area of growth that we're seeing, and also we expect a lot of private Wi-Fi coverage to grow. Some of this will be available, for example, for those visiting a company, so for their clients to be able to log on. But in, also in some cases, what we expect to see is a number of retailers will also start offering Wi-Fi proactively to their customers to allow them to log on when they're within the store. So overall, what we're seeing is a large growth in the availability of Wi-Fi connectivity.
What does that activity mean for the sale of Wi-Fi-only portable devices, things like e-readers, handheld game consoles, and tablet computers?
Well, what it means is that if you have a Wi-Fi-only device, it becomes a lot more feasible to take that around with you. So if you imagine an e-reader, how often is an e-reader owner likely to want to download a book there and then, as opposed to being able to wait until he or she gets to a public Wi-Fi hotspot or other Wi-Fi hotspot to be able to download a book? So it just means that if you have a Wi-Fi-only device, it's something which just doesn't have to stay in the home, but it's something that you can take around with you. And also, if you think of photography and a lot of files that are created by today's cameras, even cameras within simple smartphones, and you're looking at several megabytes. And what people will start doing is probably use those files and upload them and download them only when they get to a Wi-Fi hotspot coverage area. So what we're seeing is a change in behavior amongst those who have not just Wi-Fi-only devices, but also Wi-Fi and also cellular devices.
What will Wi-Fi providers need to do to prepare for this uptick in activity?
There are several challenges with Wi-Fi, and one of the challenges regards quality of service, as with any other network. And there are several different aspects of quality of service, and one of them is related to the fact that Wi-Fi operates in what's known as public spectrum. So there's lots of other things which are using the same bandwidth that Wi-Fi is using, and it's important to try and avoid any potential interference. A second thing is to make sure that the network capacity linking through to the Wi-Fi hotspot is big enough. So if you're seeing a big growth in the number of video-based applications being run through Wi-Fi hotspots, then what you want to be doing as a hotspot provider is ensuring that you've got enough connectivity to ensure that anyone using it doesn't get subject to any jitters and delays, which is the same as you would find with any cellular network or, in fact, any network. There are always possibilities to have congestion, particularly in the backhaul part of the network. And a third area for Wi-Fi providers, in fact, any connectivity providers, is to enable devices to move freely between Wi-Fi and cellular. Because the reality is that Wi-Fi will probably never, ever have the kind of range in terms of coverage of cellular. And cellular is unlikely, at least in 2011, to offer the kinds of speeds that Wi-Fi can offer. So Wi-Fi in 2011 is probably going to be offering at its highest over 100 megabits per second. So what you want to be able to provide to the user is a blended combination of Wi-Fi and cellular, so you can get the best of both worlds. And so the two networks can really work in a complementary manner.
All right. Well, good advice. Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.